You know, I think it's a testament to how much I use my phone that it seems like a habit for me is every time I start to record an audio boo, I have to stop and start four or five times. And in this case, it was because of text messages. I kept trying to start the audio boo, and my good buddy Kevin just keeps text messaging me. I'll get back to him here in a minute. Because if I don't get my thoughts out now, I'm way too tired to stay up much longer. But thanks for all your responses, either email or Twitter, for the question that I asked this morning. The question that I asked in my last audio boo was, if you were given the chance to colonize another planet, if it meant homesteading and clawing a living out of the dirt of an alien world, but probably would mean that you would never see Earth again, would you take that chance? And the responses were, I can't really blame people, but a lot of people, of course, just said no, which is understandable. I do understand it. And as some of you had guessed, obviously, my answer would be yes. I'd probably take that chance. But it definitely seems to be the sort of thing that lots of people have very strong feelings about. I don't know. I think the idea of being the first people on a new world and getting a chance to sort of lay the foundations for a whole new chapter in human history, I couldn't resist that. I know it would mean it would be sad to be able, to leave Earth, but still, I mean, man, what an adventure. I mean, if you're gonna have some sort of purpose or meaning in life, that would be a pretty decent one, I think. What Kevin was probably text messaging me about, actually, I'm pretty sure he was he sent me a video a few minutes ago. He emailed a video to me. It's by Corning, and it's called A Day Made of Glass. You can catch it on YouTube, and it's one of those videos that is made, you see them all the time anymore, to kind of predict what the future is going to be like in terms of the technology. So it's sort of showing the snapshot of a family going about their day with their super high-tech house, where in this case every surface is touch screen and transparent screens and very kind of postmodern Star Trek sort of thing. The first thing I thought when I watched the whole thing was like, well, yeah, it's kind of cool. But you ever notice how those kinds of videos, the people that are living out their little lives in these perfect glass, glossy worlds, all tend to have these kind of like fashion jobs? Like it seems like they're always like that. They were following the lady around, and she's got very important meetings to go to that the walls are reminding her of, and her car reminds her of. And it's always to design next season's hottest throw pillows or something like that. I just think it's funny that for some reason they always focus on fashion. When I watch something like this, I'm always thinking, what's it going to do for like normal people? Just everyday people, not someone with some glamorous career where they're choosing swatches all day. But what's it do for somebody that cuts your lawn or picks up the garbage, or more to that point, what's it do for schools? What's it going to look like for teachers and students? And if companies like Corning really wanted to impress me with what they feel like the future is going to look like, show me that. Show me the real world, not so much a glossy sort of caricature of success, of, I don't know. An interesting little video. You can check it out. It's on YouTube. When it comes to predicting the future, we are, of course, historically very bad at it, but I do think that we're getting a lot better at it. I think that we've got a much better idea these days of what can be predicted about the future. To that end, a guy like Ray Kurzweil is very, very good at it. And even though he's got a lot of detractors, he's got a lot of critics, and some of their criticism is sound. I don't know if I agree with it, but I mean, I agree that some of their arguments can be sound. I think you could make much worse choices than to sort of take Kurzweil and run with it. He's a smart guy. I've read most of his stuff, and can truly say that he's pretty much got me convinced that his principles, for instance, of the law of accelerating returns and what that's going to mean for technology and energy production. Oh, excuse me, yawning. I tend to think he's probably right. But anyway, I think all this yawning is telling me that I need to go finish my laundry and hit the sack. Because it is rolling up on 20 till 11 in the p.m. And I'm going to drop before too long. So send me an email, isoban@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter @isoban, I-S-O-B-A-N.